Hello, welcome to Quiet Time Coaching, episode 32. And the title today is Know That the Lord is God. Know that the Lord is God. This is taken from Psalm 100, verse 3, which reads, Know that the Lord is God. It is He who made us, and we are His. We are His people, the sheep of His pasture. And reading that part of the psalm about the pasture and looking at the weather today, it just seemed wrong to be indoors to record this. So here we are in sunny Croxley Green outside in my garden, and I do hope that the extraneous noises won't disturb us too much today. But His pasture, we are the sheep of His pasture. Now, as you'll know if you've listened to earlier podcasts or watch earlier videos, that I'm focused on Psalm 100 right now because we have a special service coming up in the Thames Valley Churches of Christ on the 6th of May, using Psalm 100 as a blueprint, as a filter, as an inspiration for everything we'll do in that service. So if you haven't heard the earlier recordings, then do go back and look at the overview and what we talked about from verse 1 and verse 2. Today we're looking at verse 3 and asking ourselves, what does it mean to know that the Lord is God? And what does it mean that we are the sheep of His pasture? So that's what we're looking at today. Firstly, that instruction is rather interesting, isn't it? Here in verse 1, know that the Lord is God. This is not an invitation, in fact, it's a command. It's in the imperative, and the Hebrew word is yada, y-a-d-a, yada, meaning intimacy. It connotes that real closeness with somebody. It's a very personal relationship. It implies experiencing the other person, not just knowing about them, but knowing their character and their heart. And it says that we are to know God in this way. So it's not just about being associated with God or just even believing in Him, but really, truly, truly knowing Him. That's the idea. By commanding us to know the Lord, we're invited into a full devotion with Him. Not just a partial devotion, but a full, close relationship with Him. In other words, even though we may have a relationship with God that exists, are we really fully devoted to that relationship? We are to know Him, deeply know Him. And it's only if we fully commit ourselves to knowing God with all of our heart, soul, mind, and strength, that we will find that the firm foundation is strong enough to which, when the trials of life come, through which we're still able to shout for joy, as it says in earlier in the psalm. Shout for joy to the Lord, worship the Lord with gladness, come before Him with joyful songs. We're not going to be able to do this unless we truly know the Lord. So it's a command, but it's more than a command, it's a privilege that we have this relationship with Him. Sometimes I wonder whether the lack of energy in our prayers or the lack of wholeheartedness in our corporate worship might be more to do with the fact that we haven't really fully devoted ourselves to the Lord, much more than anything else in the circumstances of our lives. So firstly, yada, know that the Lord, He is God. But then secondly, we see this, it is He who made us, we are His. So our second point is that to remember where we've come from and to whom we belong. Reminds me of Genesis chapter 2, verse 7. Then the Lord God formed a man from the dust of the ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and the man became a living being. It's helpful to be reminded. It refreshes our gratitude to be reminded that the Lord chose to make us. No one made Him. It was according to His own will that He did such an amazing thing. Aren't we lucky that He made us and that He chose us to be His? When we remember that He formed us, we're also reminded that it's to Him that we belong. It's difficult to praise God if we've forgotten our identity, but if we remember our good fortune, it becomes much easier to shout for joy no matter the circumstances. And then thirdly, it talks about the pasture, that we're His sheep and we have His pasture to feed from. I wonder if the psalmist was thinking about the earlier psalm by David, Psalm 23, and verses 1 and 2 read, "The Lord is my shepherd. I lack nothing. He makes me lie down in green pastures." Much of the time I lack what I want, we all do, but we never lack what we need, as long as the primary thing we need and that we know that we need is our relationship with God, that we belong to the Lord. If that's what we know we need, then we're never going to lack for that. Perhaps Jesus was thinking of Psalm 23 and Psalm 100 when he said this in John chapter 10, verse 7. I am the gate for the sheep. Whoever enters through me will be saved. They will come in and go out and find what? Find pasture. Pasture provided by Jesus, pasture provided by the Lord. We have that's an extraordinary promise from Jesus here, that when we find him and join his flock, we are not only safe, but we are in a position to live life, and have it to the full. John 10, verse 10. That's the consequence of living with and in the pasture provided by the Lord. And if that's not a reason to shout for joy and worship with gladness and sing joyful songs, then I don't know what is. So, just to think, to finish off here, have you considered how privileged you are to not only be made by God, but also to be loved by him? Are you willing to fully commit yourself to a relationship with God that's wholehearted? Are you finding his pasture to be pleasant? Well, we'll continue to explore this psalm and look at it in more detail over the coming weeks, and please pray for me as I prepare this service, but I would love to know what you think about this. What do you think about verse 3? What stands out to you? What helps you to be grateful for the pasture that God has given you? What helps you to fully commit to know that the Lord is God? What stands in the way and what helps you? I would love to know, and so would everybody else who watches these and listens to these. Please post your ideas, because we learn best when we learn in community. And one last thing, please pass the link to this recording on to one other person so that they can benefit from what we're talking about here today. Well, I hope you have a wonderful week. I hope you have a great quiet time today and every day this week. I hope they're fulfilling, they're intimate, and that you do really, truly know the Lord and the blessing of being a sheep in his pasture. Take care and God bless.